ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। But a long break of 2 weeks. We are restarting our Taittiriya Upanishad classes, and we'll see that these classes will be seriously held hereafter, because we are entering into the very, very important portion of the Upanishad. In fact, the next section of Taittiriya Upanishad is the most important, one of the most important sections that one has to study in this Upanishad and also of other Upanishads. So we'll see the beauty, how the unfoldment gives the vision, everything we'll see as we enter into the text, enter into the second section. Let us see the Sikshavali today again. We have completed Shankar Bhagavatpada's important commentary, where he beautifully refutes different views of Karmakandis, who always are of the view that karma should be combined with the jnanam as a means of attainment of moksha. So we understood what karma is and why a person has to perform karma, and what is the benefit of performing karma, how and what are the limitations of karma, and how karma binds, thereby how jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. In fact, even though we say jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha, we have to understand jnanam itself is moksha. Knowledge is freedom. Ignorance is bondage. We do not attain moksha after the attainment of jnanam. In fact, simultaneously, moksha, discovery of moksha is nothing but discovery of the swarupa, one's own swarupam, which is the swarupam of the reality, Brahma, the swarupam of Ishvara. Therefore, moksha praptihi, even though we use the term moksha prapti, attainment of moksha, is nothing but moksha jnanam. Moksha jnanam is moksha prapti. Discovering moksha, knowledge of moksha is attainment of moksha, and knowledge of moksha is nothing but knowledge of the swarupam, the essence, nature of the reality, obtaining as one's own self. Because moksha itself is a swarupam. Freedom is the very nature of the reality. Being free from limitations is the nature of the reality. Therefore, freedom being one's own swarupam, discovery of one's own self is discovery of one's own swarupam, which is discovery of freedom, that which we are going to understand very elaborately, clearly in the following section. And here in this, so Shankara Bhagavatpada established jnanam itself is moksha. Knowledge does not require anything else to be supported for the attainment of moksha, that he established in his commentary after the 11th anuvakaha. Now we are entering into the 12th anuvakaha, dvadashonuvakaha. Dvadashonuvakaha, dvadashaha anuvakaha. The 12th section, the concluding section of the Sikshavalli, the first chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad, actually consists only the Shanti Pataha. A Shanti Pataha is nothing but the same Shanti Pataha, the same peace invocation recited before the beginning of the Sikshavalli. Sikshavali begins the Shanti Pata and ends the same Shanti Pata. The only difference between the Shanti Pataha, difference between the Shanti Pataha presented in the beginning and at the end is the verbs. Difference is in the verbs. The verbs used are imperative verbs in the beginning, and the verbs used at the end are the past tense verbs. Anyway, we know very well, Shanti Pataha, a peace invocation, benedictory verse, is always recited seeking Bhagavan's grace, Bhagavan's blessings for the uninterrupted, disturbance-free, complete study of the Shastram, and for which one must be physically, mentally healthy. One must have healthy environment. This is what we do, this Shanti Pata for. Specifically, we seek Bhagavan's grace. When we do not seek Bhagavan's grace, we need to seek Bhagavan's grace always. To be able to live a life of dharma, we need grace. To know the value of dharma, we need grace. And one must live a life of dharma to tap more of Bhagavan's grace. See, to tap Bhagavan's grace, one has to live a life of dharma. To be able to live a life of dharma, again you need grace. And to be able to perform rituals, to be able to perform one's duties, we need Bhagavan's grace. To be successful on one's duties, one needs Bhagavan's grace. We need Bhagavan's grace abundantly, always. In every endeavor, we need Bhagavan's grace. Without grace, nothing will be possible. Nothing will be accomplished. That is why there's a beautiful saying, Tena Vina Trinam Api Na Chalati. It's a kindergarten state saying. Kindergarten means what? A very simple statement, but still it's a beautiful statement. Tena Vina Trinam Api Na Chalati. Even grass cannot move without his blessing, Bhagavan's blessing. So, for every small achievement, for any endeavor, we need Bhagavan's grace. And what can we talk of? The attainment of Brahma Jnanam, the study of the Upanishads, understanding of the Upanishads, assimilation of the Upanishadic teaching. We need abundance of Bhagavan's grace, especially to ward off all the obstructions caused by pratibandhas, caused by our own papa karma, our own paradha papa karma. To ward off all of them, we need Bhagavan's grace. So that is why the peace invocation is done in the very beginning, seeking Bhagavan's grace to ward off all the obstacles, especially obstacles rising from three different sources. In terms of adhyatmika tapaha, adi bhautika tapaha, adi devika tapaha. So we intensely, specifically pray for physical, emotional well-being, and specifically pray for the well-being of the teacher and the student. Because both of them must be healthy and strong, and both of them should not have any obstacles in teaching, also in learning, understanding the teaching. Therefore, the prayer is always done in the very beginning. Now, at the end also, this is the only Upanishad where we have, even at the end of this section, end of this chapter, Sikshavalli, again the Shanti Pataha is presented. And here, Shankara Bhagavatpada really does not repeat his commentary, but he mentions the need, mentions, explains why the Shanti Pata is repeated here. So let us read the Shanti Pata now. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha. Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha. Shanno bhavatvariyama, Shanno bhavatvariyama, Shanna Indro Bruhaspatihi, Shanna Indro Bruhaspatihi, Shanno Vishnu Rurukramaha, ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருரு க்ரம நமோ பிரம்மணே நமஸ்தேவாயோ நமோ பிரம்மணே நமஸ்தேவாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வாமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாவாதிஷம். So until Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, until then, we can say almost half of the mantra is repeated. Half of the mantra is the repetition of what we have seen in the beginning. And here onwards, the rest of the half, we see the difference. In this rest of the half, we have seen the difference. The difference is especially in the verbs. The verbs used here are the past tense verbs. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahmavadisham. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahmavadisham. Ritamavadisham. Ritamavadisham. Satyamavadisham. சத்யமவாதிஷம் தன்மாமாவீத் தன்மாமாவீத் தத்வக்தாரமாவீத் தத்வக்தாரமாவீத் ஆவீன்மாம் ஆவீன்மாம் ஆவீத்வக் தாரம் ஆவீன்மாம் ஆவீத் வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் ஷன்னோ மித்ர ஷம் வருண ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருக்ரம நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தேவாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வாமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாவாதிஷம் ரிதமவாதிஷம் சத்யமவாதிஷம் தன்மாமாவீத் தத்வக்தாரமாவீத் ஆவீன்மாம் ஆவீத் வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. So whenever we want to chant Shanti mantras regularly, generally, we should chant only the first Shanti mantra, not this one. This one, because it's all in past tense verbs. So this is not to be chanted. It's only in this context, after having successfully completed the 11 anuvakas of the Sikshavalli and having understood the teaching given here, it is not all the teaching. All the teaching has not yet happened. The teaching has yet to begin. It is only a preparatory teaching has been over, where the teacher emphasized the importance of doing one's duties, performing karma, the rituals, worship, values, the virtues, dharma, all these the teacher emphasized here, so that the student will strictly follow those in order to be eligible to later on to benefit from the teaching. Therefore, even whatever the dharma jnanam, dharma shastra jnanam, the knowledge of the dharma which has been taught until now in the Shikshavalli has been understood by the teacher, this understood by the student. So the student must really express his gratitude. This Shantipataha is done by the student as an expression of his gratitude to Bhagavan for having blessed him with the understanding of the Dharma, how he should strictly live his life to make his life meaningful, successful as a spiritual aspirant, how he should do. The teaching was so emphatic that there's no way of compromising with Dharma and the teaching at all in any context. Even though Dharma is not the end, but still Dharma was emphasized. Therefore, even one must have had Bhagavan's grace to be exposed to this teaching where the knowledge of Dharma is important. So the Shikshavalli Jnanam also is possible only because of Bhagavan's grace. And to be able to implement that knowledge in day-to-day life, to become eligible for attaining the Jnanam also, one needs Bhagavan's grace. So the student expresses his gratitude that he has been blessed with that exposure to the teaching, has been blessed with understanding of the contents of the Dharma, Karma, values, etc. in this Shikshavalli. And again, the teaching is not over, the student knows. He only now, hereafter, he has yet to begin his actual teaching of Brahma Vidya, has to happen only hereafter. Therefore, this is Prashantipata is done again for when he expresses thanks to Bhagavan for having blessed him with the understanding of the Dharma Jnanam. Now he also seeks Bhagavan's grace for the Brahma Jnanam. Dharma Jnanam, this Shantipata is done to express his gratitude for having been blessed with Dharma Jnanam. And the Shantipata is also done for seeking further grace for the attainment of Brahma Jnanam. Dharma Jnanam, Brahma Jnanam. Dharma Jnanam needs to be implemented. Brahma Jnanam itself is the result. So as said before, Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha. When the teacher does not, the Shankara Bhagavatpada does not write the commentary, let us see the meaning once again. It's very important for us because we always need Bhagavan's grace, abundance of Bhagavan's grace, grace of Bhagavan in the form of all these devatas. Mitra Devata, Varuna Devata, Aryama Devata, Indra Devata, Brihaspati Devata, and Vishnu, Urukramaha Vishnu, Devata Vishnu. We need the blessed grace of Bhagavan who is in the form of all these devatas. We need the grace of all these devatas for the further successful study, obstacle-free, obstruction-free study of the Shastram, pursuit of Brahma Vidya, attainment of Brahma Vidya, assimilation of the Brahma Vidya and the enjoyment of the benefit of Brahma Vidya. We need Bhagavan's grace. And even to make our appropriate, adequate efforts, we need Bhagavan's grace. That is why, again, there's a concluding Shantipataha. Let us see here. Shanno Mitrasam Shambharunaha. Shannaha Mitraha. Mitra Devata. We know who it is. I'm not going to say the deity presiding over the day, etc. I will not say. Me Mitra Devata blesses with all auspiciousness. Sham Varunaha. Me Varuna Devata blesses with all auspiciousness. Then, Shanno Bhavatvariyaman. Aryama Naha Sham Bhavatu. Aryama Devata Naha Sham Bhavatu. May Aryama Devata bless us with all auspiciousness. இந்திரஹ நஹ ஷம் பவது மே இந்திர தேவதா presiding over the physical prowess, blesses with all auspiciousness. Brihaspatihi naha sham bhavatu. May Brihaspati Devata, the lord of speech, blesses with auspiciousness. Urukramaha Vishnuhu naha sham bhavatu. May Urukramaha. Urukramaha, Uru means big, Kramaha means stride. Lord of long stride. Lord Vishnu. Here Vishnu is a devata, the lord who presiding over the feet. So here the devata presiding over the feet is also Vishnu. All pervasive Ishra is Vishnu. So here Urukramaha Vishnu, may the lord of Vishnu, may the lord Vishnu, may devata Vishnu, Urukramaha, who is of long strides, bless us with all auspiciousness. Bring auspiciousness to us. So having begged, having really prayed to all these devatas separately, independently, seeking their grace, blessings, requesting them to bless us with auspiciousness, and then we offer our invitations to Ishvara, Bhagavan, Hiranyagarbheshwara. Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayu. So salutations, prostrations unto Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, and Namaste Vayu. Why? Samashti Pranaha. Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Pranaha, who alone is in the form of breathing, breath for all the living beings. Samashti Prana, Hiranyagarbha. So salutations, prostrations unto Hiranyagarbha, Saguna Ishwaraha, Samashti Pranaha. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. And here, Ishwara, Sagunam Brahma, Ishwaraha, as the one who is the presiding over, the one who is the lord of the entirety of the Sukshya Prapancha, subtle universe, subtle manifestation. He is always available for perception in the form of our own breathing, our own breath. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. So you are, hey Hiranyagarbheshwara, you are the only perceptible Lord. You are perceptible, you are the Ishvara perceptible. Pratyaksham Brahma Asi. Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadisham. So having said that, now here again, now the students say, use the past tense of Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadisham. Avadisham. First we said, Vadishyami, I shall declare that you are the perceptible Ishvara. You are the Lord who is available for perception in the form of the prana. But now he says what? Previously, before I began study of the Sikshavalli, I invoked your grace. I did declare, Avadisham, I did declare yourself as yourself to be the Lord who is perceptible, who is available for perception. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahma avadisham. You are the Lord. I did declare that you are the Lord available for perception. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahma avadisham. Ritamavadisham. I did declare yourself to be the truth. Tvam eva pratyaksham brahma vadisham. Ritamavadisham. Ritamavadisham. I did declare yourself to be the ritam. The truth means what? The true, clear right knowledge, right understanding. Satyamavadisham, Satyamavadisham. Here, I did declare that I did declare yourself to be the truthfulness. Satyamavadisham, Tanmamavit. And that, Sat Mam Avid. Avatu means may protect. Avid, protected. Tat Mam Avid. That Ishvara. That Ishvara. The Samashti Ishvara protected me. Tat Mam Avid. How protected? Protected me without any obstacles, without any problems that I could. Protection was in the form of my understanding of the contents of the Sikshavali. But for Bhagavan's blessings, but for Bhagavan's grace, we would not have been able to even complete whatever we completed. So here the student says what? Tat mam avit saha Ishwaraha mam avit, that Ishwara protected me. Tanmamavit tadvaktaramavit. Not only did Ishvara protect me, Ishvara, that Ishvara protected the teacher who imparted me the contents of the Sikshavalli. If the teacher was not protected, the teacher had any obstacles in teaching, because our bad paradha, if our paradha is very bad, that if we should be prevented from understanding, then the obstacles can come in the form of teaching us. Even the teacher can have some obstacles. Therefore, tat vaktaramavit, that is saha Ishwaraha. Tad means saha Ishwaraha vaktaram avit. That Ishvara protected the teacher, that he could communicate, she could communicate, and we could complete. Avin mam avid vaktaram. When second time is said, definitely, doubtlessly, certainly, that Lord did protect me. Vaktaram avid, certainly, doubtlessly, that Lord did protect the teacher. But for Bhagavan's blessings, there's no protection. Protection, Bhagavan is the only one and the only source of protection. Therefore, that Bhagavan protected me. Protected the teacher. How? Protected me that there wasn't any obstacles in understanding the contents of the Sikshavali. There weren't obstacles in understanding the contents of the Sikshavali. The teacher could teach without any obstacles. So having said this, and he says again, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Let all obstacles, all forms of obstacles arising from three different sources, myself, anything and everything, anybody around me, and the natural calamities, crises, and all these obstacles arising from three different sources be removed. Thereby, the pain caused by the obstacles be resolved. Adhyatmikatapaha, Adibhautikatapaha, Adidaivikatapaha. This pain is inexplicable pain. When obstacles are there, obstacle will not make you happy. Obstacle will make you unhappy. Already we are unhappy because of Ajnanam. And obstacles, we do make many efforts, many, many efforts somehow to get rid of the problems. And whatever efforts we make, there are obstacles. So they delay us. They detain us. Therefore, there's no joy. There's only pain. That pain is tapaha, the scorching pain caused by obstacles, arising from three different sources. In terms of adhyatmika tapaha, adhibhautika tapaha, adhidevika tapaha. Therefore, may that pain be resolved. The pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources be resolved through the resolution of obstacles. This is what the prayer is for. And again, there should not be obstacles in our pursuit of Brahma Jnanam. Now we are going to begin the study of Brahma Vidya. And there shouldn't be any obstacles there. So it already, this emphatic request to Bhagavan that we do not have any obstacles in our pursuit of Brahma Vidya. That's all. Shanti Patha is over. Let's see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says. Two sentences he says here. Let us see the Bhashyam. Atita vidya praptyupasargashamanartham shantim pathati. One sentence, clean sentence. Kimartam chatraha sishyaha punaha shantim pathati. Is the question. Chatraha sishyaha or kimartam shantim pathati. Shantim pathati means, here the word pathati does not mean read. The word shantihi, patati means recites, chants. Because the word pathaha, which means recitation, chanting, lesson, reading. Okay, the word pathaha, please make a note. Patati, reads, studies, learns. Look at the different verbs. Patati is equal to reads. Simple reading, learns, pathati, studies, pathati. You know subtle difference between these verbs in English. Reads, learns, studies, understands, and recites, chants. These many meanings are there for the verb pathati. Therefore, the noun pathaha, pathaha means lesson. Pathaha, reciting, recitation. Pathaha, recitation. So, pathanam, chanting, reading, learning, studying. So, pathanam, gerund. Pathaha, noun. Patha, pathati, verb. So here, shantim pathati means the student recites, chants the peace invocation. Kimartam shamanartham. Shamayati is the verb. Shamayati means resolves. Shamanartham, for resolving. Shamanartham shantim pathati. The student recites, chants the Shanti Pataha again at the end for resolving. Resolving what? Upasarga. Upasarganam shamanartham. Upasarga shamanartham. Upasargaha means what? Please make a note in Sanskrit class. Upasargaha means prefix. Agachati, a. Anayati, a. Upavishati, upa. Uttishtati, ut. Vikrinati, vi. Like that, we have many prefixes. And prefix is called upasargaha in grammar. But here the word upasargaha means obstacles. Obstacle, obstruction, impediment, hurdle is upasarga. சோ உபசர்க உபசர்க சமனார்த்தம், உபசர்கானாம் சமனார்த்தம், உபசர்க சமனார்த்தம், உபசர்கானாம் சமனார்த்தம், உபசர்க சமனார்த்தம், ஃபார் ரிசால்விங் தி ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கிள்ஸ். ஓகே, ஆப்ஸ்டிக்கிள்ஸ் இன் வாட்? பிராப்தௌ, பிராப்திஹி அட்டைன்மெண்ட். பிராப்தௌ உபசர்கானாம் சமனார்த்தம் சாந்திம் படதி. பிராப்தௌ மீன்ஸ் இன் அட்டைனிங், இன் அட்டைனிங். பிராப்தௌ லோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ், இன் அட்டைனிங். பட் ஹியர் சந்தி, பிராப்தியுபசர்க சமனார்த்தம், பிராப்தௌ இன் அட்டைனிங். அண்ட் அட்டைனிங் ஆஃப் வாட்? வித்யா, வித்யா பிராப்தி உபசர்க சமனார்த்தம் சாந்திம் படதி. சோ தி ஸ்டூடண்ட் ரிசைட்ஸ் திஸ் பீஸ் இன்வொகேஷன் ஃபார் ரிசால்விங், ஃபார் ஹேவிங் ரிசால்வ்ட் ஆல்சோ கேன் சே, ஃபார் ரிசால்விங் the obstacles in the attainment of or in attaining the knowledge, in attaining the knowledge. Knowledge which has been imparted, atita. Atita means what now? Which has been already gone before, which means he repeats this as an expression of gratitude, expression of thankfulness. Thank you, Bhagavan. Hey, Bhagavan, thanks a lot. There weren't any obstacles. I could complete the study. Therefore, atita vidya praptau upasargana upashamanartham shantim patati. He reads, recites this shantipata for resolving the obstacles in attaining the knowledge which has been imparted already in this first chapter known as Sikshavalli. So what all knowledge he has gained? It's not Brahma Vidya. Atita Vidya na Brahma Vidya. Atita Vidya ka Vidya. The knowledge which has been already imparted, which has gone in the previous section Sikshavalli, is a knowledge pertaining to the performance of rituals, knowledge pertaining to the values, knowledge pertaining to the meditations, knowledge pertaining to the way of life, Panchamahayagnas, we can say it briefly. So preparatory, knowledge of the preparatory disciplines. Even that knowledge he could have again from the teacher, for which he is very grateful to Bhagavan, and he recites this peace invocation as expression of his gratitude, expressing his thanks to Bhagavan. Then he, Shankara Bhagavatpada, says, Vyakhyatam etat purvam. She says, etat Puram Vyakhyatam. This has been already explained. This has been already explained. Etat Puram Akhyatam. This has been explained already before. Therefore, still this Shantipata, in this Shantipata, expressing his thanks to Bhagavan also, the student seeks Bhagavan's grace for further successful completion of the study of the Brahma Vidya, the subject matter presented in the following section. With this, the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on Sikshavalli is over. Etat Puram Vyakhyatam. Clear? Okay. इति श्रीमत् परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य गोविंद भगवत पूज्य पाद शिष्य श्रीमच्छंकर भगवतः कृतौ तैत्रीयोपनिषद भाष्ये शिक्षावल्ली समाप्ता। सो तैत्रीयोपनिषद भाष्ये इन कमेंटरी ऑन तैत्रीय उपनिषद the commentary on Shikshavalli has been completed. The commentary in the work of Bhagavan Shankaracharya, disciple of highly revered Acharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapada, the great renunciate, exalt of all the renunciates. Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Pada Sishya Srimat Shankar Bhagavataha Kritau Taittiriyopanishad Bhashye Shikshavalli Samapta. Is it clear? This is how Acharyas are given the titles. We do not say simply teacher. Because the reverence we have for the Veda Shastram, the reverence we have for the Vedanta Shastram, because of the extraordinary exaltedness of the ultimate end, Moksha, because the exaltedness of the knowledge which serves as a means of attainment of Moksha, and because the Shastram serves as a pramanam for such knowledge, exalted knowledge, which is absolute knowledge. And the teacher who carries this wisdom in the head, because those days no books, no printing press, nothing was there. Every teacher had the whole textbook with unfoldments, explanations, everything in the head, in the mind. Which means, imagine to have the whole, everything in one's own mind, the clear vision of what the words convey. And those teachers and dedicated their lives with a lot of tapas, and they learned, studied, and again heading the matam also, preserving the teaching, important teaching to the following the generations. Therefore, the teacher he is really exalted. So here, that's why title is given to all these acharyas as Srimat. Shri means wealth, and the exalted of all the wealth is knowledge. And the Srimat means one who is endowed with exalted wealth of wisdom. Paramahamsa. Again, Paramahamsa also means what? Exalted, renunciate person, exalted person of discriminative vision of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. And Parivrajaka Acharya, Parivrajaka, the saint, the wandering saint. Well, Parivrajaka means one has renounced everything for the pursuit of jnanam. And by attaining jnanam, one has renounced also everything. Why? In jnanam, without renouncing, one becomes an renunciate. And he's Acharya. Acharya means one who lives the teaching, and one who makes the students follow the teaching, living as a role model. And such great Acharya was Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapadaha. Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapadaha. See, Bhagavat also is title added. The Acharya teacher is as revered as Bhagavan for us, because he shows Bhagavan. He makes understand who Bhagavan is. Therefore, he is Bhagavan. That Bhagavan title is given to them. And Pujya Pada means the Acharya whose feet deserves bowing, whose feet deserves worship. The one whose feet deserve the worship is said to be Pujya Padaha. So, Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Padaha. And Tasya Sishya and his disciple is again Shankara Bhagavataha, Shankara Bhagavan, who is again another Acharya, Shankaracharya, revered as Bhagavan, who is also endowed with the wealth of wisdom, disciple of such great Govinda Padacharya. And in his work, Bhagavataha Kritav, in his work of commentary on Taittiriya Upanishad, the Sikshavalli has been completed. Is it clear? Which would have you not understood? Okay. It is Srimad. See, uttering the name as given here is itself is a punyam. No? Very nice. Iti Srimad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujyapada Sishya Srimad Shankara Bhagavataha Kritav Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashye Taittiriya Upanishad Bhashye Sikshavalli Samapta. Clean. Okay. With this, Sikshavalli is over. Now homework. 2 weeks we didn't have any classes. Of course, we had our classes in Bar. Who attended the camp, okay, you had some classes. We had something. But otherwise, still, this now, all of you must take up, make a vow of completely having complete understanding of each and every word of Bhashyam which we read with the mantras we have learned in the Sikshavalli, the Christmas holiday project. Okay. Already some of you must have completed it. Still, I request you to do that. Okay. Because this is tapas. Because even though it's not Brahma Vidya, still being with every word of Upanishad is being with Bhagavan, being with the Shastram, and being with, there's nothing greater than that. Okay. Let us enter into Brahmananda Valli. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So see later for Bhagavad Gita.